This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning to the world. Bad morning to Britain. Are you well? What the fuck have you done, Britain? Yes, Simon. Did you think? I don't know. Not my problem, though. But very good luck to you all. And it's a special day today on the Casper Radio Show because I've got two very special guests who will be with us from the very beginning. And now you might know this guy from Korings, Wurrings, Twerings. What's the other one? Kan nie onthou nie. Huh?
12th Laan.
12th Laan, maar het ek al die oorings gedoen al?
Wat so oor ek? Nee, anyways, let's go.
Maar jy het konings gedoen?
Konings, yes.
En wat die tweede een was?
Torings.
Ja, maar ek was nie in Torings nie.
As jy dood?
Nee, toe was ek al by oorings.
Okay. Wel, jy is Jon Snow van Torings, want jy is... Toen nie dood nie, maar toen jy weer terug. Or the, I don't know. I'm talking absolute nonsense,
yeah,
Neil.
Just make it up as you go along.
It's Mr. Neil Sandilands. So, Yvonne is also here. Vrou Yvonne! Dus ons gaan na jou... daar sê, wacht, kom ek speel om gauw. Dan het ons dit gedoen, dis oulik.
Vrou Yvonne!
Yay!
Hallo allemaal.
Hallo Yvonne.
Hallo Casper.
So ons het jou gevra om saam met ons te wees, saam met Neil die hele tyd. Weet jy hoekom? Want jy was saam in 'n produksie met die naam van Orion. Orion.
En saam in 7de Laan.
En saam in 7de Laan. Dis...
Was jy in 7de Laan? When?
Don't tell them.
My God.
Ja, nee, ons was eintlik van die begin af. Ons was van die eerste... groepspelers vir deur gegaan het, ja. Jy was van die reg van die begin af daar.
Ja, van 2000 af.
Maar, is Orion, sê, spreek mense dit uit, want ek wil sê Orion, want ek weet nie hoekom nie.
Hierdie is Orion. Die namelijke Nonnie Nagel.
Yes, ja, Nonnie Nagel.
En Zatopek van hierdin.
Oh, ja, nee, ek het so gaan die daai reeks, het was so vernieuwend en anders en great. Yvonne, ek moet vir jou sê, Duncan, ons producer het gevra of Neil jou slave is.
Nee, die hy is nie. Alhoewel ek hom nie, ek nie sal omgee om hom in my stable te heen nie, so as hy gewillig is moet hy sê.
Dit is alles verkeerd, want dit was die enigste rede hoekom ek die onderhoud toegestaan het, was, jy... hulle het my beloof, ek gaan vandag 'n bietjie kan slaap wees.
Okay, well, maybe, I mean, hier kan jy alles doen.
Ja, ek is altyd oop vir 'n nuwe ondervinding.
Ek het geen implemente saamgebring nie, maar ek het my hand, so ons kan some over the knee hand slapping doen, hand spanking.
Maar ek is bekommerd oor jou, Yvonne, want jy is hier so ingesleep deur Jacques, jy hinke pink soos iemand wat nou net die kamerads gehad het, so wat het gebeur?
Ek het twee operasies gehad laasweek, laasweek dinsdag, en die ene is een posterior herstel, een posterior repair, en die ander ene is een bladder sling, wat ingesluit.
Wat een fok is een bladder sling?
Met kindergeboorte, ek het natuurlijke geboorte gegee, ek is militant anti-keizer, en maar ek het monster-sized babas gehad, en hulle fok een mens maar op.
Ja.
Jy weet, natuurlijke kindergeboorte, vir alles mense ek groot babas gekry het, en dit verswak alle spiere rondom die vaginale dit kanaal. Jy weet, ons allemaal ken dit, ons ma's en oma's moes altyd hardloop, as hulle piepie kry, moet hulle dadelijk hardloop, of baie keer as hulle genies of gehoes of gelag het, dat hulle piepie gelek. Dit is nou precies dieselfde wat met my gebeur het. So wat hulle dan doen is, hulle sit een sling onder jou blaas, en hulle sit die toukies vast hierbo in jou lieste, wat die sling vasthou, so dit is soos een hammock. Wat dan in die plek van jou blaasspiere, sorg dat jy nie meer in jou broekpiepie as jy van het, nie, as jy lag, of as jy net, jy weet dit, so dit help vir dit.
Maar kan jy dit manipuleer self hierdie hemel?
Nee, jy moet net een goeie uroloog hê.
O, want ek dink jy moet jouself sit en sê, sorry, ek moet gaan my hammock adjust.
En die ander operasie is die posterior herstel, is die posterior muur van die vagina, the posterior wall of the vagina, waar jou perineum deel van is. Jou perineum word weer oopgesny. Hulle sny deur daai dik laagspiere. En dan heg hulle dit weer vas in mekaar stywer as wat dit was. Om jou vaginale kanaal weer terug te bring na 'n normale standaard toe of pre-birth standard.
Ah,
ja.
Yes. Dit is
verskriklik seer. Dit is die een wat die seerste is. Dit is onmenslik seer. Jy kan nie die pyn glo nie. Maar dit is daarom nou al 15 dae na die operasie, so ek is bietjie beter. In 12 dae, ja.
Charmaine, hallo.
Hallo.
Ken jy hierdie twee mense?
Weet jy, ek en Yvonne, ek dink ek ken mekaar van sien. En
was jy ooit hier as hy was? Nee. As dit jou eerste?
Ja. So ek is my eerste. Ons het al ontmoet, so en kyk net se kan
jy praat nou van Neil?
Ja, ja. So daar ergens rond by kyk net.
Ja. Okay, so
in the belly geleden. Of the beast.
Ja.
Okay, so dit is vir jou ook 'n nuwe ervaring, hierdie twee talentvolle mense wat in ons in ons teenwoordigheid is.
Absolutely. Totally. And I mean, all van beide van julle moet ek sê. Ek dink julle is awesome. En julle werk is amazing.
Dankie.
Baie dankie.
En dan het ons ook wat kan ek sê? Rubyne, diamante, allerhande heerlike juwele wat uit my verstand uittingel hierso op die verhoog en dit op die mikrofoon en dit is natuurlik Gavin Prince. Good morning, San Bojani.
Oh, kan ek
net Bojani. As you can see, there's a lot of love in the studio this morning. Oh my God, like how can I get a message from Uber after I've requested my car to say that we're just checking to see if you've got money in your account. Have you actually ever? Ek is biggie bemoord, but I'm okay.
Why did they ask you that? Did you go for cash?
No, option. I did not. Normal. I always go like normal. Boom, boom, boom. Request
but
and whatever.
But there must be some problem with your credit card connected to your account. That can only be that.
But now listen what happened. So, but then I requested.
Yeah?
Then I requested, right? Yeah. Then it says, checking for funds. What the hell? Yeah. Then I'm like, okay, I'm confused.
And you
then
know there's funds in your account?
Yeah, of course. Then it said like, okay, we're struggling with your connection now. So then I called my husband and I said, book me an Uber. I need to be talk to the nation in about 15 minutes. I called Casper. To the world. I said, I'm late. Right? Then Alvino sends the car, right? Then this thing says, oh, sorry, we can't connect. Sorry, we can't connect. There's an Uber car in front. Gavin, it says. And Alvino's car still on his way. So I didn't even connect on my thing, but they sent a car. So now then I'm on my way to studio. I'm late already because usually I ask them, I'm here like 8:30. Mm. So then I'm late already. This guy wants to drop me because I'm not Alvino. I'm Gavin. Because I explained to him the story. I said, no time for drama. Get me to the Cliff Central studio immediately.
Yeah. Nee, jy moet jou stem en alles saam daarmee dik maak.
Exactly. And then you get like when you are late and you want them to drive like 80 kilometers in a 60 zone and then they want to give it.
It was I didn't quite get that. I didn't connect with my thing. What did you mean?
what do you mean?
You just said, and so I didn't connect with my thing.
Scaven lingo.
I did not connect with my internet.
Okay, gotcha. I was very confused.
This is Gavin. Gavin would say, situation right now, can't connect to my thing.
Yes, welcome to the Casper Radio Show.
So, do you know Neil?
Yes, I know Neil very well. I know Yvonne, obviously, as you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. But Neil. But is Neil? He's here on a special visit from America. Do you know that? He
doesn't. I didn't.
Yeah. That's why we're so happy to have him here. And that's why we got Yvonne in, because they have that wonderful Orion series. And I thought, isn't it just made in the stars, Gavin? Wasn't it just planned?
absolutely.
So, lang laas het julle twee mekaar gesien, Neil Yvonne?
Ek probeer dit nou.
Dit was laas jaar of voorlaas jaar by 'n funksie.
Dis daarom nie so lank.
Nee, maar ek is 2 jaar, dit ek is 2 jaar laas in die land
gekom. Okay, so dit moes toe gewees het. Dit was by 'n funksie.
Dit kan wees.
Ja.
Weet jy wanneer is die laaste keer wat ek jou gesien het, Kasper?
Ons het Las Vegas.
There you go. Ons het uitgaan.
Hallo, lekker.
Wat?
Ja.
Show hulle nou weer af.
Ja.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ons show nie af nie. Dit was toevallig net Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Waar ons
toevallig.
Dit was, ons het het voor die tijd gereel. Ons het die hotelkamer gedeel. Het was
dat is heer.
Oh my goodness.
And Neil is good.
Kasper is best.
Punt. Double punt.
The best.
Dit was fantastisch. En voor die tijd het ons ook... We went to the leopards or something. Onthou jy, ons was tussen die wilde leeuws, maar dit was in Suid-Afrika.
Okay, yes,
onthou jy?
Nou vat jy my terug, ja.
Wat was so gepat het aan die fucking wilde goed?
Ja, en ons het natuurlijk vir 'n lang tyd het ek en jy online Scrabble gespeel.
Ja, ek speel het nie meer nie.
Maar jy was goed. Ek dink jy het seker 99% van ons games het jy maar gevat.
Is dit? Ek het so lang klas gespeel. Iets het my begin irriteer aan Scrabble. Ek kan nie onthou wat nie. En toe los ek. Oh, we did play. Oh, no, you see.
Oh, my goodness.
Scrabble. Scrabble buddies.
Oh.
Die julle nog deur het julle Scrabble
gespeel. Well, all the things you could have done, you played Scrabble.
Ja, precies.
I'll Scrabble your back.
Scrabble mine. Oh. Okay, well, that is so nice. So we'll stay and we'll talk the next 1 hour and 45 minutes. Hallo Duncan, how are you?
Ek is goed almal en hoe gaan dit met julle?
Goed, so do you really think Neil was a slave?
Ja, ek het omgedink omdat hy het in hierso gestap soos 'n slaaf.
Hy was maar net 'n gentleman deur die deur vir my oop te hou en alles omdat ek nie tans lekker kan loop nie.
So gee jy klasse al.
Klasse in?
En whip ass.
Nee, daar, ek het al baie versoeke gekry, Shemaine, maar die meeste mense wat in spanking wil inkom of in BDSM wil inkom as a dominant, wil dit doen vir die verkeerde redes, in my opinie onethiese redes, en dit is hulle dink, dis 'n maklike industrie, al wat ek moet doen is net so mense slaan met 'n belt of 'n rotting, en daar gat jy en ek moet vir hulle lelike goed sê terwyl hulle op die vloer lê, jy weet, in my skoene op hulle gesig sit en sulke tipe goeters, maar oor die algemeen voel dit vir my asof mense net vir daar wil ingaan om geld te maak. En ek sal nie so iemand try nie, want ek wil nie hê dat daar van soveel desperate submissive mans spesifiek moet advantage gevat word nie. Maar daar's baie meer dominante vroue. Ag, daar's 'n verskriklike groot tekort aan dominante vrouens. Daar's baie meer dominante mans as wat daar dominante vrouens is. En daar's baie meer submissive mans as wat daar dominante vrouens ooit is om aan daai behoefte te kan voorsien. Met ander woorde, baie van hulle is desperaat en hulle kan uitgebuit word vir geld en ek weier om deel te wees daarvan.
Good for you.
Wow.
But I think there's now a market in Britain now after Brexit. Where everyone wants to be moved.
Yeah. Submissive.
Yeah, and submissive. And oh my God. Okay. Well, I think that... Oh, first, Neil, I want to ask you. When did you leave South Africa? What are you doing now? Just sort of a quick catch up.
Okay. So, I started my residency in America in 2007. And then
the fuck out of here. It's a long time already.
Get the heck. Holy moly. Yeah. It's been a while, but it took me about 5 years before I went, like, okay, I can do this on a more sort of permanent basis. And that was August of 2014. And I've been there since. And working, I mean, you know, acting has always been for me like a hobby, really. And try and see how far that can take you. And I was curious about whether I could break into just international work and be assimilated. And I'm going to, last year, I'm going to sound like all the people going, he doesn't sound South African anymore. He's such a pretentious little
but
wanker.
But I totally understand why people have to do it. I could hear, Nana, you were going, and like acting is like a hobby. It's like the Americans.
Maar jy moet op 'n manier probeer assimileer. Ja. So ek dink nie ek sal dit ooit authentiek reg kan kry nie, maar jy probeer
het,
accent reduction. So, last year was a particularly good year for me. Ek het 3 reekse gedoen, The Americans, for MC acting.
Ek het jou gesien.
Oh, The Horrible Death. I Die Well.
Oh, you die really horribly. Yeah. I think it's a necklace you die in.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. There was some online.
I love the Americans, and it was always Americans always have. It's a not the Americans. It's a series called The Americans. And,
can I quickly interrupt there? Weet jy wat was my so incredible geweest? Onthou jy John Boy?
Ja,
hy staan. Hy staan.
Richard Thomas.
Did you meet him?
Yes, I did. In fact, okay. I sat in the makeup chair next to him. And I was going like, for me, it was just like a really absurd, beautiful moment. Because one of the first impressions I ever got from television was the Waltons.
Good night and, all, whatever. What was that in?
Nacht John Boy, nacht ma.
Het die Afrikaans gepraat.
Ja,
het was oorgeklank.
Oorgeklank.
Okay.
En nou sit hy reg langs my in die stoel. En nou wil ek nie, ek is nogal overwhelmed.
Natuurlik.
So mens wil nie sommer net, hey, jy weet, ek fikkie van Suid-Afrika.
Ja, selfie.
Ja, jy weet, baie respect vir dit. Maar nou sit ek en luister en hy gesels oor sy Revlon skin products.
Yeah. Oh.
So dit was my oom. Maar ek het vir hom hallo gesê, later. En dan natuurlijk vir Matthew Rhys en... Russell, die mooie girl.
Sy is van MTV gewees. Ek het nou niks onthou meer nie, want sy is beautiful. Ons sal nou haar naam kry. But dit is 'n lekker reeks en dit was vir my so amazing om jou te sien.
Ah, dankie.
Daarin en maar jy was Suid-Afrikaans. Suid-Afrikaans.
En daarin was ek Suid-Afrikaans.
Ja, ek probeer nou gou
wat Happened Leonard was vir my, dit was rarig, ek dink my groot vierdoop gewees, want ek was gecast as what they call a series regular.
Ja.
And my co-stars were James Purefoy from The Following, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, Michael Williams from The Wire, Bill Sage from American Psycho, Jimmy Simpson from House of Cards, and Frikkie.
Frikkie van Suid-Afrika, van Torings.
Van, ja, daar en daar. I was
But I have, who makes it, AMC? Or
that's Sundance TV.
Okay, because I saw that on AMC app, on my AMC app.
Ja,
yes, right.
In fact, it is on AMC channels now as well.
Okay.
Correct.
So, allemaal wat lekker ouvee is met internet en al die kak, gaan AMC app, daar gaan jy dit kan sien. And but you did another one as well called
then I had a really nice break with Warner Brothers, the CW channel, to do The 100, which is already in its third season
and super popular.
It's a younger demographic. It's also available. The first two series is on Netflix.
Okay.
And the third one will be up, I think, at the end of July or August.
So your antwoord, om gauw terug te gaan na wat jy gesê het, is yes, you are on a par with them and you do enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I needed to just saturate that question of what if, you know?
Yeah.
And not left with the idea that I might be, are you crazy to think that you can country hop, immigrate to a place and be assimilated into that workforce?
Yeah,
I needed to satisfy that.
En jy gaan werk kry, and you did. That's fantastic. Well, it's not just more than it's not just a hobby. You must love it.
En hy is baie goed om, ja. Ek meen, hy is van al die akteurs met wie ek al gewerk het, was daar nog nie een akteur wat vir sy mede-akteur soveel gee om mee te werk soos Neil nie. Dit is die een ding wat ek van hom kan sê, wel ek kan baie dinge van hom, goeie dinge van hom sê, maar dit is nie een akteur gee vir jou soveel om mee te werk nie. Hy is so onselfsugtig wanneer hy werk. Dit is absoluut amazing.
Maar jy is wat noem jy Amerikaners dit? As jy van kleins af, soos Mozart was een wat? Een protege, nee.
Een idiot savant.
Nee. Ja, dit ook, ja. Maar jy was dit. Het jy nie als, toe jy klein was, al begin act nie?
Ja, dit het begin, my like eerste professionele werk was op 14 vir Annie Besant en Meester gewees, en die
is het so lang gelede al?
27 jaar.
Slaan my oor die kop.
Keeping myself busy with it.
My goodness, Neil. That's amazing.
Producing. Maar ek dink daai goeters, Herdef, jy weet daar so, ek dink in jou vroeë 20s, vir my in elk geval, Dink ek daar is miskien ietsie van 'n geldingsdrang. Jy weet, miskien is jou acting is a bit seated in the ego and
whatnot. Yeah, of course.
Maar ek dink waar ek nou is 'n meer interessante plek waar jy al die geleenthede is minder. Jy weet, maar die rolle wat wel jou kant toe kom is bietjie meer interesting. En ek sal aanhou daarmee om het to investigate it as a hobby, maar met die een soort van conditie of prerequisite, it's something that I kind of care about and emotionally connect with, you know, as opposed to just doing it for, you know, because you want to be seen, because I don't necessarily want to be seen.
You don't want to be famous. You know. Maar wat doen jy dan, as jy sê dit is jou hobby, wat werk doen jy dan? Werk jy by a spa?
I've done a bit of everything. Jy weet, as 'n mens immigreer, dan moet jy die hele history wat jy, kom ons sê, ek was baie laat toe ek het gedoen het in elk geval, moet jy van vooraf oor begin. Ek bedoel basic goeders, soos jy moet 'n bankrekening kry, jy moet 'n kar kry, jy moet weet what the lay of the land is, jy moet mense begin ontmoet, sodat jy 'n infrastruktuur het van mense. En dan moet jy inkomste verdien. So, ja, ek daai typiese LA story van ek het baie vreemde dinge gedoen om geld te maak. Ek sal een met
vertel.
Jy sal hierdie miskien wel leer.
Dis hy praat met Yvonne.
Ja, skies. So iets wat ek gedoen het is meisies wat hulle dienste, hulle noem dit 'n happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Massages.
Ja. Yeah.
So hulle het my gevra om vir hulle foto's te neem, reg? En dan sit hulle dit op hulle devices en dan kry hulle kliëntel, so. So ek het foto's geneem en dan Photoshop het. Dit jy weet nou van hulle bates, van hulle assets, hulle persoonlikhede en so.
Oh, I thought about from you having a happy ending. That's what I thought.
Oh no.
Jy het so nervous geklink toe jy die story vertel het.
Ja, jy weet, maar my ma mag moontlik luister. Jy weet,
jammer mevrou, jammer.
En, jy weet, dit het soort van word of mouth geword, so, jy weet, jy doen sulke goeders ook.
So you were the happy snapper.
But for the most, the happy snapper. But for the most part, I still do, I do produce, I do direct, and I do a lot of post-production. Soos wat ek met impresario was, bijvoorbeeld, die reeks wat jy afgerip het. So I got that skill as well. I shoot and I can do post-production. And
yeah, you did a whole documentary about the old Afrikaans movies and the movie stars. And I had the privilege then, at that moment, to be busy with the Casper Weer season. So I ripped it off. But I sent it to him and he enjoyed it. Wat sê Woody daar? Hy praat jou van die 100, né? Weren't he in the 100?
Yeah, die weren't he on the 100, you know, it might be gegooi. Was jy nie on the, but yeah, we
spoke
were.
About it. And then someone else, what said Divan?
Divan, wanneer het hy deurgekom? Môre Yvonne, hoe ek jou kan onthou is op die reeks Valley van Slayers.
Valley van die Slayers.
Okay, is toe sy met bikini op tube bus. Die boobs van nou.
Okay. Ja.
Dis telegram stel verduidelik nou vir my.
Dit is te sê, oh my god, sê dit is so wat het gekom, almal praat daaroor. Like as to when I was a journalist in my days, when you wrote or spoke about Yvonne, you referred to this scene. That was her epic scene to say so uitkom.
Because she's like James Bond.
Yes, like what's a Bardot? What is Bardot's name?
Bridget.
Yes, like so a vibe. It's amazing.
With the Twin Towers.
It was epic.
Bo Derek.
Yes, Bo Derek. This one again.
Ja, dit, daai foto, en dit is ook, ek kry verskillend baie messages op Facebook, op inbox, wat gaan oor my nippelstands. Hoekom het ek altyd 'n nippelstand? Want in Orion ook.
Wow.
En die rede is, ek weet nie of het medies enigszins sin maak nie, maar dis hoe dit gebeur het. Ek en my sussie het twee kamp gedoen op school. So dit is draf en swem. En ons het nie in 'n onverhitte swembad geoefen, en ons het tot einde mei elke jaar geoefen, en van 1 September af elke jaar weer begin oefen, in die swembad. So dan, dit is in mei, april en mei, werklik koud in die swembad, so jy kry 6 uur klaar, dan klim jy uit die swembad uit, dan was jou borste heeltemal dood, en jou nippels ook, en dan kom ons nou by die huis aan, en dan eet ons, en daarna gaan bad ons, en wanneer ons in die bad klim, dan het dit so gepyn, as dit so by jou
by jou tepels kom, jy weet die water. Maar dit is letterlijk van toe af, ek het altyd, 100% van die tyd het ek een nippelstand, ek kan het nie help nie, ek het nippels, dit gaan wys, dit beteken nie dat ek opgewonde is vir jou daar sit by die huis en kyk nie, ek is nie jags op hy oomblik noodwendig nie, maar ek het altyd een nippelstand.
Weet jy, ek dink dit is geneties.
Ja, miskien.
Ja, sommige mense het dit nie.
Sy het my baie, jening my bek gesmeer, maar nou wil ek die selfde terug sê vir haar, en ek gaan terug oor jou toe. Ek bedoel, yes, ons was, we were young and pretty, you know, we were not exactly bad looking, and you certainly was absolutely gorgeous. Maar as ek na die tonele kyk van, want ons het 'n paar vir die tyd in elk geval baie risky tonele gedoen. Mm. I mean, we just went there.
Yeah, it was.
En as ek daarna kyk, dan so is 'n type van 'n elektrisiteit wat ek dink wonderlik is, wat ek nog altyd 'n probleem mee het, want die mens sien dit so min in plaaslike inhoud.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, it's like we struggle to find ourselves sexy. Mm. Am I, ek sien het in baie min.
Is dit nie miskien die casting nie? Because, ek meen, somtijds is dit nou maar net, kom, ons kry nou maar net allemaal in teen die fooi, en maak nie saak of die mense compatible is, en of hulle spark het, tussen, because you just get that. Mm. Sometimes you just like, those two, they zing, but then, you know, some people
ek
say no.
Ek dink gedeeltelik soms dit, maar wat ek dink ook, waar die probleem lê baie keer is by die gehoor, is dat die Suid-Afrikaners te bang is om sulke goeders te kyk. Jy weet, hulle wil nie, hulle wil, op TV mag alles portray word, mense wat beklei mekaar doodskiet, kos eet en normale goed doen, maar die oomblik as jy seks wil portray, dan het almal 'n probleem daarmee, en ek weet nie hoekom nie, want dit is iets wat ons almal amper daagliks doen.
Nee, maar dan is dit Suid-Afrikaanse seks dan, want hulle kyk almal Amerikaanse, Engelse, Italiaanse seks, so wat is dan nou, beteken dit ons mag nie seks
nie? Ja, maar jy moet onthou, in die vroeë daar was letterlik, en ek weet nie of iemand het kan confirm nie, maar daar was 'n wet binnen in die SA, in die ou SAIK gewees, wanneer hulle liefdes tonele vir film het, waar die man moes sy een voet op die grond hou.
Ek kon, what?
I mean,
wow.
It's just, that's
weird. Van,
hoe sal men sê, klein politiek, of, you know.
Wel, ek kan in elk geval nogal in 'n paar interessante posities doen, waar die man sy een voet op die vloer blijf. So, mens kan het sê.
You would know, Yvonne.
Weet jy wat die inhoud het van, onthou ek van jou, is dat wat jou haare so kort was, ek weet nie wat sy movie nie, wat jou hout gekap het.
O, ja, Promised Land.
Dude.
That chick is hot. Volgende maand snijk my haare amper wees so, maar dan gaan ek BDSM in my haare insny.
Okay.
Ja.
Dat my baie herinner aan, daar's een ou wat ek dink mooi geweet het, how to make things look sexy, en dit was Manny van Rensburg gewees. Die Promised Land, jy het my baie herinner aan Elise Kaywood in
Verspeelde
Lente. Mm. You bet, and it's got nothing to do with sex per se, but the way that he framed her, daar was sy so dier die lande stap, en sy is bezig om te ploeg, met die kort rokkie. You bet, that was gorgeous. That was and sexy. Elise Kaywood was sexy.
Baie.
Ja, onze eie Judy Dench.
No.
Ja, no. When else?
Ek dink dit is ook een probleem, Yvonne, ek het nou sit en dink hier so. Dat dit is nou maar nie deel van die setup van die Afrikaanse, vooral kom ons praat Afrikaans, se mense, dat hulle wil lach, hulle wil nie seks sien in Afrikaans nie, dit sal hulle kry op in ander tale. Miskien ook omdat baie van die seks wat hulle dan opdus, somtijds is, exactly dit, nie mooi mense nie, ons wil mooi mense sien.
Ja.
Jy sien. Is dit nie, ek bedoel, as ons nou vir, noem gauw twee Afrikaanse acteurs, wat mooi is.
Maar jy hoef eers
Bobby van Jaarsveld.
Bobby van Jaarsveld.
Hy is een sanger, nie een acteur nie, ek insist. Ek insist.
Oké, okay, wat mooi is of wat sexy is?
Mooi. Kijk, as daar nou een sizzling...
Wat van Ivan Botha?
Oké, Ivan Botha en Bobby van den Berg. As hulle nou een sexy net, so.
Bobby van Jaarsveld bedoel jy?
Ja, wat het ek gesê?
Bobby van den Berg.
Wie is dit?
Dis die Bonse fantasy.
No way.
I'm joking. Her husband's here.
It's bananas.
Sorry, ja, as ek soeke foute maak, dan beteken dit ek is oud. Jy moet my reg help, hoor. Want ek praat so, ja, Bobby van Jaarsveld en Ivan
Botha.
Okay, then we will watch it maybe, hey.
Ja, aller beslis. Daai taboe moet, is nog glad nie genoeg gebreek op Suid-Afrikaanse TV.
If the two of them are intimate. Oh, no, no, no. Intimate with their, with girls.
No, Gabby.
What are you saying? Are they yes, 16 of TV?
Oh.
Welcome to the present.
Maar daar was, ek het 'n film gedoen vir Big World Cinema, Proteus.
Ja, ek onthou dit. 2002.
Is dit
nie 'n gay movie nie?
Ja, en ons het full on simulated anal sex.
Ek dink ek het die DVD eers.
En ek was op aan die ontvangkant daarvan.
I saw that. It was shot. Wasn't it shot on Robben Island or in Cape Town?
Some of it was on Robben Island. Mm. Yeah.
Neil, ek het 'n vraag vir jou dan, wat ek meen, ek en jy wat al twee al verskeie keer in seks doen, hulle moes simulate. Dit is moeilik. Dit is nie maklik nie. Selfs net kissing scenes op TV is nie maklik om te simuleer nie. Jy weet jy wat 'n heteroseksuele man is, was dit vir jou ekstra moeilik om daai submission, sexual submission aan 'n man te simulate?
Dit was vir my 'n baie interessante mental exercise en ek was verskriklik nervous geweest. Maar dit was 'n skeleton crew geweest waarmee ons geskiet het. En then it's kind of like, it's just a thing that you have to just let yourself go and experience what it is that you're experiencing. And for me it was quite liberating actually. I felt phenomenal afterwards.
Jy moet seker jou direkteur ook vertrou.
Nee, ek wou dan vra, in daai geval, het julle dan wat hulle ding noem 'n koksok? As 'n soort,
ja.
Ek
kan
amper nou nie verstaan. Yeah. Oh, koksok.
Ja. Yeah. Yeah. I mean it was full on.
Okay.
Nudity and
wow, you really have to trust one another in that
met
case.
Ons doen julle ook in Orion. Yeah. Ek meen dit is, jy moet jou mede-akteur vertrou en jy moet laat gaan, anders gaan dit net nie reg lyk nie.
Ja,
maar jy moet nog steeds in gedagte hou dat dit moet goed lyk, want as ek en Gavin nou hier gaan begin soen met tonge en alles in mekaar, dit lyk nie goed. Dit lyk net nie goed nie en dit klink ook nie goed, al hy geslurpery nie. So dis moeilik, maar jy moet ook into dit raak op 'n manier, anders gaan dit nie. Ja, dis 'n fyn lyn. Dit is volkomme vertroue in jou regisseur en in jou mede-akteur.
Dat hulle weet hoe jy dit moet doen, en as hulle vir jou sê, draai jou kop 'n bietjie so en so, dat jy weet, okay, because it's going to look better.
Mm.
Ja.
Ek het een keer so iets, wel nie.
Het jy 'n sex scene gehad
vir my? Nee, nog nie. Ek is nie mooi genoeg daarvoor nie. Okay, I'm just joking, okay? I'm so cute. But I was asked once to do like the kissing thing, and it was that it just did my head in, and gelukkig het dit toe nou nie gebeur, but ek onthou voor die tek en my fucking woorde vergeet. I was like, this does not warrant a kiss.
Mm, oh my goodness.
Yeah, for motivation.
But I kan my nie indink dat mense.
Was it that scene where you had to go pay your taxes?
Ach, ja.
So, maar as jy nou moet gevra word, want ek, toe jy nou sê, jy was bietjie nervous oor die kissing scene, I remember when we had the boys of magic back in the studio, en toe die ou op jou gaan sit en toe hardloop jy uit die studio uit.
Weet jy, they set me up, okay? They have this young...
Set you up?
They Duncan set me up, they, guys, come do the whole undressing thing, and they're cute and gorgeous and everything beautiful, and yeah, this child comes and he literally puts his dick in my face, and I'm like, okay. And he's like 24, 25, and I'm in my 50s, and I felt like obviously not a pedophile, but I just felt so dirty.
Oh, nice.
I would want that, but then it must be kind of like, okay, there's a consensual thing that happened before the time, but not, that was.
Ja, dit was net bietjie te vinnig op jou gesprong.
And I'm a prude. I'm a South African prude.
But in nature, can I ask, sorry, Neil, in nature, do you get female pedophiles?
Yes.
Do you?
Dis 'n verskriklike ding.
En
dit is baie keer die mamas.
Daar was onlangs in Bloemfontein, nie onlangs, ek dink so 2 of 3 jaar terug, was daar 'n ma wat haar seun, en toe dit nou uitgevind is, op die lappe gekom het, haar seun het seks gehad.
But that's incest.
That's easy, but it's also pedophilia.
Well, in a way.
Of is it mamophilia?
Mamophilia. Mamophilia is a kind.
But
Oedipus gone wrong.
Yeah. It's very, Oedipus, actually. So, tell me, where were we? Oh, pedophiles. Oh my God, I'm so dear, my God. Okay, I'm going to segue now from that young man's in your face, because we're going to talk now to one of our main sponsors of Boys and Girls of Cliff Central, which is a very integral part of our program. And they are here, Bodytech. So what I'm going to do is to put us in the mood for, especially after our conversation, I've got a beautiful little song here called Blowjob, which I hope you will all enjoy.
Of course we will.
And then we will have...
Nothing like an early morning blowjob.
Does
it? It's like a kitsch.
I don't care about morning breath. Nothing like an early morning blowjob. Nothing like an early morning blowjob. Put down your old coffee cup. I got your perfect pick-me-up. Nothing like an early morning blowjob. Getting some.
That's a nice little ditty here. 39 minutes past 11. Nothing like an early morning blowjob. And now... silly. Okay, people, now I'm so glad and honored to have Bodytech here. Now, you would know why they are here, because...
Here comes the boys.
I'm through
the boys of
because the Boys of Cliff Central is back for the second year, and Bodytech seems to be the perfect partner for this. Welcome, Sandra. Welcome, Boris, to the Casper Radio Show. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much, Casper.
I just heard slightly out of my left ear that you said German. Are you also German, Sandra?
Definitely not.
Oh, Boris is.
I'm the German.
You're pure bred. Pure bled, I mean to say. Okay, and how are you going to do in the Euro 2016, you think?
We're actually quite well still. Huh? I mean, we are in the main round, so we're looking forward.
But Müller has got problems. Müller couldn't score yet.
It was still enough. 1-0.
Yeah, but he's struggling to score. I'm saying
right.
Müller must, maybe he should go to Bodytech.
He is actually training with...
Is he really?
With the Bodytech machine, yeah.
Okay, but now tell me what... I've seen Bodytech stores all over the place, but what is it exactly?
Bodytech is based on electromuscle stimulation. So we activate your muscles with an electroimpulse. The main difference, you might know the feeling from your physio. So if you have an injury, you get these little pads that activates your muscles.
Mm.
Now, we are working with a whole jacket where we activate all your muscles at the same time. So in our training sessions, we actually reach 90% of all your body muscles. That's why we only train once a week and only for 20 minutes. So it's a time saving.
Very much so. But I walked in once just to see what it was about, and there was someone busy training, and she was making all kinds of weird noises, but it was like a green screen or a virtual reality, because against nothing she was going, oh wow, this is heavy, this is difficult. So what was that, the impulses she was feeling?
The high intensity, I presume, because the impulses, it is high intensity training, it's strength training. So
but she looked good, so maybe he put it up a notch.
We do, if we think you can take it.
Okay, so you go in, and?
You basically wear, I'm sure you saw that, you get a suit on with electro pads, we connect you to a device, and then you have a personal trainer who takes you to a 20-minute regime of lunges and squats. And it's 20 minutes. It seems little, but because it's high intensity, it's extremely, extremely tough.
And we can adjust every muscle differently. So we can work higher on your arms or in your legs or on your glutes.
So you have Charmaine, go on.
No, I wanted to. So this you do once a week. This once a week is sufficient for the body.
Mm.
So if you wanted to do it more than once?
We recommend to only actually do it once a week because your body needs time to recover and to build up the muscles.
Mm.
So you have a period of 72 hours or 3 to 4 days, then you could train again. But you know, we're all a little bit lazy and doing sports, we all need some motivation. Mm-hmm. And we have all fixed appointments. So our training is always on a fixed appointment. It's not like that you have to wait for your machine like in a gym. So they come like to your physio appointment every Monday morning, 9 o'clock is your session.
Yes.
And then you go through. Mm.
Can you alternate with regular exercise like walking? Or
definitely, because what we offer is strength training only. So we recommend that you do cardio, keep up your walking or a little run or a cycle. For sure. Okay.
So you talk about intensity. Is it like as hardcore as boot camping? Because I used to be obsessed with boot camping.
It's a completely different workout. What we do is high intensity training. Mm. So we activate from the outside your muscles with an electroimpulse. So it feels like you're doing actually working against a weight, but you actually just work against the electricity.
Oh.
So that's why we can also activate your muscles much higher than you could ever do it by yourself.
Mm. So this is it sounds like an old technology, but this is a new technology. And the reason why I say it sounds old, because long ago you had these contraptions which also did that, but you know, there were you it wasn't the full body.
You lie on the couch, you drink your beer, and you get a six pack.
Yeah, it's not
well,
that.
It's not lie on the couch, but you know, yeah. It did that muscle.
Yeah, but
it gave
that impression on the TV show. What do you call this? The infomercials.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to get muscles? Sit back, eat your chips, and watch TV while you will build up a fantastic body. That was those things.
Exactly, Casper. And that has been for us from the beginning the biggest, you know, challenge. Mm. Because you're absolutely right, Shaman. The technology is very old. Comes from the medical field. Physios use it if you had an injury. You get your little pad to activate the muscle. However, what is new to it is actually that it's now, since I think 9-10 years, used in the commercial sphere. So our pads are bigger, but what the big difference is, they're bipolar, meaning they don't just work on a little spot, but it goes from A to B and B to A. And through that, you basically stimulate more muscles, and it is effective. So, and by the way, you can't lie on the couch and drink beer and get
no.
sick.
Unfortunately, that's not how life works. You see, that's not how life works. I'm still very mesmerized by the fact that we don't want to do exercise, but then afterwards we feel so good. Why can't we just make that switch, the human being? I'm talking to myself as well, Casper. I hear you, Casper. So why don't you just do it? Because you feel so... I know. I don't know what's going on. But Boris, did you go and study it? Are you a scientist? Or did you have a team? What triggered you to do this?
No, I actually had nothing to do with the fitness industry. When you talked about soccer, my field of experience is 15 years working in the soccer industry. That's also how I actually ended up in South Africa. I started working for the World Cup in Germany 2006, came 2007 to South Africa working for the World Cup, And then a friend of mine opened up one of the first EMS studios in Munich, and I was on a business trip in Munich, and he was also out of the corporate field, and I was wondering, why do you do such one of these very much product shows or studios? And I went there for a training session, and I couldn't believe myself what I experienced in these 20 minutes. I had the muscle pain of my life. I couldn't walk. I could feel every muscle. I came back to South Africa, and our plan was actually to go to the next World Cup to Brazil. But I came home and said, Sandra, we're going to start EMS training in South Africa.
Mm.
Sandra, a long distance runner, also didn't believe in that lying on the couch and getting a little bit some impulses. So we flew 2 months later again to Germany. Sandra tried it out, was convinced, and that's how we started. Our first studio we opened up in March 2011, and then directly with the target to actually start a franchise concept. So half a year later, we opened up our second studio in Newlands, and then in June 2012, our first franchise store in Sandton.
Wow.
And now we are running 26 studios all over the country.
Yes, wow. You're everywhere. But, so, people who are listening now, do I understand it correctly if I say to them, you don't have to be a gym Mary every day, a muscle Mary, and go into the gym every morning. You go once a week to body check. Is that
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Exactly. The thing is, our clients are very different, and that's because we can change the intensity,
yes,
and the different muscles. So we've got clients who are top athletes who use it for cross training. You know, they want to,
yes,
get their strength component, but they'll be training next to someone who really doesn't want to go to gym and thinks 20 minutes is just all I can do. And that's also great because, you know, you've got to start somewhere. So you see we have a very different spread of clients and everyone can work out together because the trainer will basically adjust the settings according to your needs. We save it on a chip card. So every time you come, we put it in and we then try and work with you to obviously see what your goals are and work towards those.
It's very futuristic. But so it's nice. I love futuristic. Mm. Mm. It's great. Once a week only. Mm. 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Sounds like my sex life.
I can't believe it.
So, okay, so it's for sports injuries and everything. What about when the body's had excessive trauma, like an accident, and you know that thing where you go like, okay, now we need to learn to walk again. Does that come into play as well?
It is used for that. But we don't do it because we are not trained physios. We are not trained in that field of rehabilitation. We work a lot with physiotherapists together. Mm-hmm. So when they are done with their training, they come to us. But the whole EMS training itself and our machines are used in rehabilitation, but not at BodyTech itself.
Mm.
Do you offer your clients like a diet as well?
We do work together with a nutritionist, and we have nutrition plans free of charge available. And
oh,
then
yay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Are you looking to go, Gavin?
I can hear it.
I'm tempted, no, because I've got a personal trainer. I go twice a week.
Oh, please, personal trainer.
Yes, can't you see my
stomach? Oh, his buns are looking great.
Thank you. And I do, so twice a week, 45 minutes, and it's hectic, but obviously you spoke about like the levels is different with different people. But he always like bitches me about like what I eat. So no drinking, no, you know, just take it down. But what I found is this is the bad thing, that I can't, like, my body can't handle. I've done the personal training now for 2 weeks, twice a week, 45 minutes, but I can't handle alcohol anymore. That's sad.
That's fantastic.
Do you mean you can't handle it because your body is revving up?
So my body does not want alcohol. My body does not want to drop.
Dude, but that's good news. Amazing.
No, do you know what? Like, I am a social butterfly.
Well,
like,
now you're a fucking moth.
Like, last night, I was just like, they offered tea and water,
yes,
at this event. And I'm like, I need, like, I need alcohol. You my don't. Mind says alcohol,
yeah,
but my body says no.
I love your body now.
Thank you.
Your body
you.
Is so clever. But this is scientific.
Yeah.
This is not hocus pocus nonsense. Mm. You don't have to do 45 minutes twice a week anymore. Because with this thing, it is not, you know, as if you drink something and you think you're going to look better, or you know,
yeah.
You, it's actually scientifically proven that you work out, but you work out very hard, that you can only do it, you only have to do it once a week. It's strong, it's intense enough for you to last and to be the same or even better than with a personal trainer that's, I suppose, much more expensive.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Gavin. Fire him.
Yeah, yeah.
And these people will give you, as you say, you can ask them for a diet.
Or plan.
A plan. Mm. Or just, you know, the way to go. And maybe they will get you back on wine.
Exactly. Because I...
It's all about training.
Huh? All I need is my stomach must fall. That is what it must
Hashtag.
Do. It, that is my only thing. And you know, like, and my bad thing, I need a training program where, that allows me to still eat, like, roast potato. I can't stay away. It's not negotiable.
Okay. Mm. Then let's work with that.
Yeah,
let's get started.
I think you should go.
Yeah.
Rather, you're the fittest of us all. I mean, Duncan is a far second. And then Hannes maybe, but Hannes smokes a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can't go.
But from here, you can actually walk to our next studio at Rivonia Village.
Mm.
So
oh,
it's
is
not
it?
Even 2 exactly. minutes from here.
Oh, wow. Oh, they're on top by the banks.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Let's go check it out.
I think that's where I've seen it.
And the studio or gym can handle how many people, or it does it depend on where it is situated?
We train normally 2 people at the same time,
okay.
And opening hours are slightly flexible. So, but yeah, say up to 200, 250. We went over 250 at some point in certain locations.
Are you all over South Africa?
We are. We've got 14 in Gauteng, 11 studios in the Cape, and 1 in Natal.
Wow. And the poor Free State is nothing.
Soon.
Not yet.
Watch the space.
Good. Where do you live, Free State? Mensa dink aan julle, mensa in Bloemfontein. Do you stay in Germany, Boris, or do you stay here?
No, we live here.
Are you and Sandra together?
Yes, husband and wife.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
So I haven't done anything now, and...
no.
There's no scandal now that your wife is listening in Germany and you have to love her here. Okay.
I live here now for 10 years and we actually met here. Sandra is already here for
20.
Where are you from, Sandra?
Holland.
Oh, Holland.
Oh, yes!
Sorry. Please, Sandra.
Please don't talk about football, huh?
We no, were talking about I would like to bring up soccer now.
Nederlands spreken?
Ja, we kunnen ook Nederlands praten
natuurlijk.
Nou,
wat is er toch met het Nederlandse span dat ze niet in de eer zijn?
Nee, ja, daar wilde ik dus juist niet over praten.
Ja, maar wie gaan we dan nou supporten? De België of IJsland? Of?
Ja, dat is natuurlijk voor mij IJsland.
Ik ook, hè? Ik ook.
Maar dat mag natuurlijk niet hardop zeggen met een Duitser.
Boris, I'll just be with you in sympathy.
I love it.
Sandra, dat wist ik niet. Dat je Nederlands was. Ik dacht dat je Duits was.
Nee.
Oh, wat leuk.
Okay, so tell us where in, I love the, it's like, Holland is like my second home. I've been there like 3 times. But like for long periods of time. Mm. But which part?
I come from the south, close to Maastricht.
Okay. Like the Venlo area?
Yes, and you know that Holland is so small, everything's close to Amsterdam, so if people tell me, are you close to Amsterdam? Yeah.
Yes, sure. I am. Yeah. Just
I lived in Venlo for a while, but,
oh, wow.
But in Horst more specifically.
That's very close.
I know, Limburg.
Very close.
Yeah.
My goodness. Is that close to the German border?
Yes.
So that's got that Dutch-German accent.
Exactly.
Maastricht, it's got like a...
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You're also informed.
Yeah.
I'm like so impressed, guys.
Sorry, Boris, we love her.
That also makes it easier for me because I don't speak Dutch, but I at least can sometimes understand my mother-in-law because she doesn't speak English or German.
Oh.
But the dialect I sometimes can pick up a little bit.
It can.
Sometimes I don't, and then I'm just smiling.
But have you noticed? I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but the Dutch TV people, they speak Dutch. They speak German very well. When you have a German guest in Holland, they go for Dutch. For German, just get your fucking Dutch, Dates, German. The Dutch people speak German very well, but the German people don't speak Dutch very well. What's wrong with Germans?
I think we are not very talented with languages, as you can still hear with my slight German accent.
Oh, that's quite nice, actually. I like accents. And what now with How's the mood with the Syrians and the whole thing with Britain going out? Are the Germans also fed up? Or because I personally think, of course, they should remain in the EU, Britain. But now, what about the Germans? Do you think there will be repercussions because of the EU decision of Britain?
I think now, this morning, I was also relatively shocked to see that UK actually decided to go out of the EU. What all these consequences are now out of that is... it's probably hard to say what happened with all the trade agreements between South Africa and the euro or exactly. the Germans. And so I think this will be interesting in the next couple of months or also years, what happens with all these different agreements in between the countries.
But how's the feeling in Germany? Are they fed up or not?
I think it's a mixed feeling. You probably have a lot of people who are fed up.
Because Germany is like the mother who looks after everyone, bails out Greece and all that, eh?
They're trying to do a lot of things for Europe and also obviously for all the refugees coming into the country.
Yes.
It's hard to say. There are two different areas. One is obviously 100% against it, and others see that also as a chance. I mean, Europe is growing older and older. We have a very old, like our people are quite old. So we have calculations that you say in 20 or 30 years, we don't have enough young people to pay the taxes, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
So now this could be also a chance to have a lot of young people into the country, coming into the country with the right educations and obviously close that gap.
But the world is now in turmoil. It's going to be very interesting what's going to happen now. And the Dutch people, do you still have contact there? What do they think? Do they still want the euro, or are they verlanging back to the gulden?
Oh, no, I think the Dutch are quite...
they're fine with the euro now.
Yeah. We're so small, you know.
Yeah.
We're happy to be part of the big euro.
Of course, but it's a very interesting time. Thank you so much for being part of our show and for being part of Boys and Girls of Cliff Central, it's all about beautiful people and good-looking people. So Body Tech is perfect for them.
Yay!
And I think we should organize something. Then we have a couple of finalists. We'll take them to Body Tech and do some pictures there and see if they are used to it, if they know it, and let them try it.
Perfect.
Yeah,
amazing.
I think that'll be fantastic.
And first of all three of you, of course. With live feedback.
No, I'll make
it. Can't we have like a Casper radio show, like a fitness competition at Body Tech with all of them? I
want
to see you. No, I want to see you in the ring.
Okay.
Dude.
Well, we've got Duncan, we've got Gavin, we've got Shemaine, we've got me, we've got Hannes, we've got Alicia, we've got Banner. There's a lot of people in the Casper
Radio.
Hashtag,
are you tough enough?
Yes!
Yay!
Yo,
oh,
that's
my God,
nice.
I'm scared now.
He's agreed live on international radio.
No, I will be there.
They've been tough enough.
And you agree to go to take part. Just do like a 5-second thing with Casper.
Yeah, I want to know what the feeling is like. Because that woman was making noises I've never heard.
Is it normal for them to do
for
that?
For some people. Some do.
Well, it was like she's enjoying it. It's like, I can't believe this. That kind of noise.
I'm just going to say nothing. I will just stop with that.
Amazing.
Dropping the mic right there.
Well, we will see each other again.
Great,
we'll
looking
see
forward.
At the great gala. Mm. But throughout, we will keep touch. And thank you so much for being part of our show. I really appreciate it. And it's Body Tech, but it ends with a C.
T-E-C, exactly.
It's BODYTEC. And just for those people who are in, because we listen all over the world, the people in Poland who are a bit slow, where do they go on the internet or to get more information, please? Are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook, indeed. That's Body Tech. And we are on Twitter and Instagram, Body Tech SA. And our website is bodytech.co.za.
Okay, and whenever we have the Boys and Girls Drive, we will always try and hashtag you with us, so people will see that via us as well.
Yeah.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
We are a little bit behind, but we do. We don't have TV, so we basically
binge
watch a certain.
When you have a season.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so I'm not going to say a lot now because it's a tough time in the Game of Thrones. We have a send-up episode every Friday of this week's episode, so we're going to play that now, but it's in Afrikaans.
Oh, that's good.
But don't listen. Don't listen. Because it's going to give away information that you must not hear right now. Okay. Where are you? Are you at the end of season 5, 4? Is John still alive?
John's still alive.
Okay.
Oh.
Keep it that way.
Did you just give something away?
I didn't.
Did you just?
Oh,
I
mean,
seriously.
Ich habe das nicht getan. I'm going to get you more and more back here because we can speak Dutch,
exactly.
German. That is toch. Ik, niemand spreekt Nederlands met mij. En nu heb ik iemand.
Ik zal dit leren Nederlands om te spreken.
Yeah, that's a very drunk Belgian. So, we're going to listen now to Game of Thrones after this message.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Goeiedag allemaal, dit is ek, Wolfie Stark, en ek vertel vir julle dat ons onsself in Marine bevind. Daar is groot kak besig om te gebeur, want die base. Dit is hoe die slawe-eienaars bekend staan van Marine. Die baas het baasspelerig met hulle skepe opgedaag en is nou besig om Marine te bombardeer met groot glibberige vieslike oliebolle, gesmeer met terpentijn, petrol, gas en ander vlambare goed. Dit kraak en kreun soos die bomme neerval op Marine. En heel boer op die hoogste vloer van die piramide, in die Trump Tower, is die dwergie besig om te bewe in sy broek, want Kaplisi het voor hom verskyn.
Hallo Gemerkoppie.
Hallo Kaplisi.
Jesus, dit lyk soos Etheridge wil nie so. Wat de hel gaan jy aan?
Is daar enige probleme?
Seker nie veel nie.
Ja, sê jy, terwyl daar stukke piramide om my kop kartets.
Ja, ek is jammer.
Mens kan sien Kaplisi is te bliksem in, want haar vlegsels is sobe dikker, amper soos die Kaapse koesister.
Wat stel jy voor, moet ons doen, Kaplisi?
Wel, ek dink ons moet 'n vergadering reël met die baas.
So gesê, so gedaan. Hier is die baas.
Hi, Kaplisi.
Hallo, Kaplisi.
Hi, Kaplisi. So, het jy nou jou lesie geleer? Besef jy nou dat die baas in beheer is van Marie? Dat die baas vir jou lewe sal spaar, as jy net eenvoudig nou sal vertrek, na wherever you came from, dat ons kan aangaan, Wurmpie sal teruggaan na die eienaar wat hom besit het, Melisandre sal teruggaan na die eienaar wat haar besit het, hy het die catching up om te doen, en jy die dwerg, kry vir julle a bad, uit van die uit, asseblief, voetsek.
Dankie, ek dink nie julle staan 100% wat hier aangaan nie, ons is nie hier om oor te gee nie, ons is ook nie hier om op te gee nie, ons is hier om te gee. Ons gee om vir die toekoms van die mensdom. En daarom, baas, al drie van julle, het ek nou die volgende om te sê.
En wat is dit nogal?
Wag, hou net aan, hier kom my draak. Cruella, hier is my skat. Hier?
Wat de hel?
Ja, Nou gaan julle sien wie is die baas op die plaas.
Dat ek net opklim my skat. Hoep, hoep. Jere, ek het jou gesê, Nivea, jy stekelrig.
Ja, mama.
Dis, en...
Nou, wat gaan sy nou doen?
Julle sal nou sien.
Kablisi, wat Cruella reis as een messerswiet in die Tweede Wereldoorlog, duik op die skepe af, en die ander twee drake kom skielik los, nadat daar een bom ontploft na by hulle sel. Hulle vlerkies is nie seer nie, want hulle vlieg onmiddellik goed geolie achter Cruella aan.
Kom, Bo, kom, Bojana.
Ons kom, mama, kom, mami.
Gul, Kablisi. En die drake vuur, wetterlik en verheerlik, kom die skepe van die baase. Firmpie sê vir die soldate van die baas, wat vrouwereert alles dophou daar vanaf die top van die piramide.
Is wel, alwoud, daar is my gries. Leg daar, he,
sien. Overgezet zijnde, as ek jylle was, fok of ek nou, waar die kak gaan spat. Joe Blow en sy sister, Sanna, saam met Poep Oog en Davos, staan by die spoegafstand van die mure van Winterania. Bultong, Bultong, staan hulle in inwag op sy paard. Die sit hulle in inwag op sy staande paard.
So, hier is julle, Sanna, my girl. Ek is nog nie klaar met jou nie. Ek lik my lippe af vir jou. En hier is jou broer, jou halfbroer, Basterbrak. So, Basterbrak, jy moet net knieknak. As jy knieknak, is alles reg.
Luister, jou vieslike, walgelike, onaangename, evil ou beesterpeel, hoe weet ons jy het ons broer, Rikkie?
Wel, het jy nou die honde oor blaf?
Ja.
Blaf die wolf nog?
Nee.
Wel, het was Rikkie se wolf. Hier sy kop.
Oh, oh, weet jy, God, ek haat jou. Ek sal jou so seer maak. Jy is morgen dood, soos jou pa droewors. Bultum en droewors, Bultum. Nie meer nie. Slaap maar lekker.
Nadat Kablisi, die dwergie, Wurmpie en Melisandrina lekker gestort het, mooi kleertjies aangetrek het, moet hulle nieuwe gasten ontvang. Dit is Minji en haar boetie Stinky, wat opgedaag het vanaf die Eistereilande.
So, hallo Kablisi, baie van jou gehoor, maar nog lekkerder om jou te sien.
Hallo Minji, en jy, een aardige, mallerige sienkie?
Ek is Stinkie, maar ek is baie beter. Maar Minji, wat my sissie is, sy is nou die leier, want ek is nie heeltemal opgewasse om te lei nie.
Maar ek onthou jou, Stinkie, jy was baie mean en het lelike dinge oor allemaal gesê.
Dis waar, oom Dwergie, ek het lelike goed gesê, maar die beste ding wat ek nou gesê het, is ek het lese opgesê. En daarom, omdat ek lese opgesê het, het ek geleer om nie meer lelik te wees met mense nie.
Ach, dis mooi, Stinkie. Dis amper soos die einde van Finding Dory. Jy het 'n lesie geleer.
So, Minji, wat kan jy vir my bied?
Wel, jy sien, Kablisi, jou lekker ding. Die ding is, ek het skepe, baie skepe, wat ek gesteel het van my oom, Ero. Nou, Ero gaan ook die opdaag by julle met skepe, en hy wil natuurlik sy groot dingeling vir jou wys.
Wat laat hom dink ek stel belang in dingelinge?
Ek weet, dis lekker vir my om dit te hoor, want jy knip oog vir my, en ek knip oog vir jou, en ons koekeloer vir mekaar. Ek love jou, Kablisi.
Anyway, so ons gee vir jou wat?
Ag, al wat ons soek is die Uistereilande. Ek soek niks meer nie. Kijk, my pa was 'n ou fokken bliksem. Jou pa was 'n fokken bliksem.
Dis waar.
Die dwerg se pa
was 'n fokken bliksem.
Ja, so ek wil nie heers nie. Ek wil net my Uistereilande hê en ek gee vir jou die skepe. En jy kan doen wat jy daarmee wil doen, want ek weet jy het groter drome as ek.
Dis waar. Okay, Minji, dit klink vir my lekker, want weet julle, kom, laat ons nou maar dit erken. Ons het allemaal 'n beter wêreld nodig. 'N wêreld wat nie so in 'n moeras sit nie. 'N wêreld sonder opstand en ongelukkigheid. As ons allemaal hande vat, kan ons dit 'n realiteit maak. Ons moet net allemaal hard werk. Ons kan nie een nie wat agteruit sit en sê, okay, en het nou niks doen nie. Dit help nie om te kla en te kla en te kla en niks te doen nie. Ons moet allemaal saam staan. En weet julle wat?
Wat, Kablisi?
Nee, vertel my, Jake.
Dan kan ons in volle bors sê.
Is die dag van die veldslag. Dis letterlik 'n slag wat gaan gebeur in die veld. Aan die een kant het ons vir Joe Blow. En hy word ondersteun deur 'n poespas van soldate van alle windrigtings. Aan die ander kant het ons die Boltons, wat wederregtelik besit geneem het van Winterania. En nou, met omtrent 6000 man en 'n attitude groter as die van Cristiano Ronaldo, staan hulle en kyk vir Joe se span. Die skeidsregter het laat weet, hy kan dit nie maak nie. So, hulle besluit toe nou maar om self te begin. Ewe skielik kom daar 'n perd na vore, en daarop sit Boltong, Boltong, maar hy het 'n touw in sy hand. Kom hier.
Oom is soos hier.
Kom hier.
Hy nou, oom.
Dis reg. Hy trek vir Riekie aan 'n touw.
Kom maar speel 'n speelietjie.
Nee, oom. Oom het al so baie fisieke speelietjies met my gespeel.
Hierdie een gaan jy baie geniet. So, wat jy doen, hardloop daar na jou half gebakte basterbrak boetie, Joe Blow. Dis al.
Dit is ver.
Jy moet luister na die reels. Jy moet hardloop. Hardloop.
Ja, oom.
So vinnig as wat sy ou honger voete om kan dra, hardloop arme Rietjie na Joe Blow se rigting.
Ek wonder hoe moet ek hardloop. Eina, 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 my voete. Kry steke, steke, krampe, krampe in die kuite.
Die waansinnige wrede Boltong Boltong skiet pyle af. Joe Blow sien dit. Hardloop zigzag, zigzag.
Wat sê hy? Ek kan nie hoor wat jou blou vir my skree nie.
Zigzag, zigzag, anders gaan die pijle jou tref. Pas op, Riekie, pas op, zigzag, zigzag. Ek kan nie hoor nie. Jou blou kom al hoe nader op sy pad.
Hier, Riekie Martin, gryp net my hand.
Hulle is 'n paar millimeter van mekaar af. Voor die een broer se hand, dan die ander broer se vingers kan raak. Skiet Boltong Boltong sy laaste pijl af. Hey!
Ek bly om my te sien om sit 'n pijl deur jou nek. Valaan! Valaan!
Maar met alle inspanning en determinatie kry hulle dit nie reg om die bultong-bultongs te oorrompel nie. En dan die geluid van 'n horing.
Dit is jou suster Sanna en Wikkelwurm met die hele peloton soldate vars, skreeuwend en lus vir fight.
So, Bultong Bultong, wie is nou 'n basterbrak? Hè?
Joe?
Ja, Sanna?
Los hom vir my, asseblief.
Maar kan ek hom net bietjie moer?
Ja, natuurlik.
Vat so.
So luister hier so, Bultong Bultong. Kyk, waar is ons?
Oh, Jesus, in die hondehokke.
In die hondehokke.
Nee, hoekom is ons hier so in die hondehokke?
Ja.
Hoekom?
Hoe lang gelede het hulle geëet?
Ek kan nie nou optel nie, want my iPhone is stukkend.
Wel, vat hom nou iFix toe.
Ok, ek sal my iFix toe vat, maar ek kan nie nou optel nie.
Aan die ander kant, wat het ek gister vir jou gesê?
Jy gesê dat ek gaan dood gaan.
Ja.
Nee, ek wil iFix toe gaan.
Het die hond al jou gesig stukkie vir stukkie afgebyt?
Nie wat ek kan onthou op hierdie oomblik nie, nee, Sanna.
Wel, vandag is jou gelukkige dag.
Eina, nie moet nie dat hulle my aanval nie.
Ja, kom.
Nee, Julius, sit.
Sit al.
Sit.
Julius.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleep Up, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleep Up on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleep Up on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's the CEO sleepoutza.co.za.
Today, an alien ship attacked Earth.
Shouldn't we be nervous? Yeah.
Let's show them Earth is not for the taking. Because I guess they didn't get the message the first time.
Definitely bigger than the last one.
In cinemas 24 June, experience Independence Day Resurgence in Stair Kinecor's IMAX 3D and at New Metro in Scene Extreme and 4DX.
Get the air of your balalaika.
So gepraat van Independence Day, hoe was dit toe nou, Kevin?
sorry, I was just trying to help our guest out, yeah.
Neil, praat ek van. Independence Day actually was nice in the sense that for me it was my first time in an IMAX. But Independence Day, there is the resurgence, no? I just found that that was not for me. Like, I just needed something new. I didn't want like something. It was predictable, and I didn't want like I knew if there's a second one. Okay, daar moet 'n alien wees wat ons nie gevind het nie. But the actors, the young actors, are amazing. I forget their names. Wait, I remember the one. His name is Jesse Usher, Jesse T. Usher. Hy was al in baie paar reekse daarso in die dinge se.
Daarso in die dinge se.
Amerika. It's a Gavinism. It's called a Gavinism. Gasper will fill in the blanks, okay? But it's very like it's action packed. I love the, you know, it's very. If you go there, go for the experience. Go for the like, you know, the IMAX experience because it's loud and it's very interactive and things like that. And oh my God, it just feels like all these aliens are coming towards you. Like that is how that is. You know, that was amazing for me. But in terms of the movie itself, it is good, but it's not amazing.
Okay.
And both Betty and I, Betty's our other guest, Betty and I sat next to each other. We were just like, okay, so that's it then. And then we went off. But I wouldn't say, like, don't go and watch it. Go. But just don't expect, like, you know.
U luister na Radio Kansel en ons is besig om te gesels met ons gas Yvonne van der Berg. Hallo Yvonne, welkom terug weer by die deel 2 van ons radioprogram.
Dankie Kasper.
Nou ons het gesels oor die Bybel en die Nuwe Testamentse vertaling. Nou praat ons oor die alien vampires. Wie is hulle en wat dink jy van hulle?
Okay, wel hulle is my gunsteling band. Ever, ja? Ek het hulle logo achter my linker oor laat tattoo, so mal is ek oor hulle noem hulle self obscene industrial band, hulle okay. Val onder die subgenre van industrial genaamd agrotech, en agrotech is een combinatie tussen metal, trance, industrial en EBM, wat electronic body music is. So dit is een klomp genres wat by mekaar kom, en om die subgenre te vorm, en dit is, toe ek het die eerste keer gehoor het, was dit vir my die mooiste muziek op aarde, want dit is die ritmiese constante beat waarvan ek hou, maar dit is nie boring soos wat trance soms kan raak nie, jy weet, dit het die metal, die growling en alles by, wat absoluut fantastisch is.
Ja, hier ons by Radio Kansel, yes, prachtig. Ons geniet ook ons heavy metals. Hierdie is een nommerke. God is dead. Ja. Ek sien daar die ons skakelbord is nou rooi soos die mense inbel. Hulle klaar blijkbaar dat dit 'n cover version is.
Dit is van 'n band genaamd Belial Rising, ja. Wat hulle 'n cover version van gedoen het.
En maar cover natuurlijk Nietzsche's woorden ook.
Ja.
Dis just a cover.
Ach ja, maar Nietzsche misschien moest ek weer een beetje uitgekomen, denk ek. Hy was so depressed. Ah, daar is hy, daar kom hy lekker. Ons draai die op en hy is welgemoed, daar in Valhalla. Love it.
Ja, dit het daai so dit daai driving beats, daai militaristiese beat, die bass en dan het dit die metal growling en dan die industrial sounds in die agtergrond.
Well produced. Dis nie sommer net 'n garasie ding nie. Die ander een wat jy vir my gevra het, ook ek het jou gevra wat moet ek voorberei van hulle. Die ander een is What to Die With You.
Ja.
Here, ek love die een ook.
Dis verskriklik mooi.
Oh yeah.
I can do that shit in your own diary. Like you always loved energetic music.
Yeah. very great.
En hoekom ek hierdie tweede song so verskriklik baie lief voor is, is dit is precies hoe ek oor Jacques voel, To Die With You. Ek meen, dit klink toch bykie Romeo en Juliet-achtig of whatever, maar ek meen, ons praat gereeld daaroor. Ek meen, as een van ons doodgaan voor die ander een, sal die ander een hulle self onmiddellik uithaal. Dit is nie vir my moontlik om sonder hom ooit te lewe nie.
Jacques, dis so sweet.
Ja.
Jacques is hier vandag, want hy help jou. Ja.
En ek meen, wat het sê is, when all the world is gone, when all my brothers lost their cause, I will die with you. So, ek kan nie my, dit is hoe ek voel oor Jacques, en dit is hoe kom die songs vir my ook so speciaal is, behalwe dat het vir my ook mooi klink.
Ja. Ek dink dat die hoofsanger moet op een rook, dis al wat erg. Nee, ek love it. Het jy myn, ek sit op jou iPod list nou?
Nee, nog nie hoor. Nee. Maar dankie vir die introduction hoor.
Okay, lekker, ons is hier so met Neil Sandiland. So Neil, gaan jy dit groot ster word dus in Hollywood? Gaan ons jou kan type van sien op IBDM en
hy sal reeds daar.
Is hy? Jesus, moet ek onmiddellik kyk.
Okay. You can go and check what you look like.
Yeah. Hey. I mean, I don't know if that's a pursuit.
Is dit nie 'n pursuit vir jou nie? Dit is lekker om daar te werk. Die mense is fucking professional.
Dit is baie lekker wanneer dit wel gebeur.
Are people starting to recognize you already?
Ek dink ek het nogal weggekom met om altyd redelike extreme fisiese verskille te hê in die karakters wat ek speel. Jy weet, ek het my hare was alles afgeskeer gewees vir The 100 en hulle het so'n movies 'n tattoo op my kop gesit. En Happen Leonard het ek prothese gedra aan die een kant van my gesig. So ek het nie 'n probleem in terme daarvan nie. Ek dink hierso in Suid-Afrika is ek nog steeds part, you know, however many years later. Is nog steeds, maar daarom is Orion nou op SABC 2, is dit? Ek dink so.
Is dit?
Ja.
Oor, kyk, alles moet nou local wees.
Ja.
Lekker. Weer uit,
oh my goodness, Neil Sandiland was born in Randfontein, South Africa.
Ja, ons is al twee van die miners dorpe af, van die Selle Valley af.
Kan jy nog glo?
Let me see.
He was born on Workers' Day.
That's right. Yeah. First of May. That's
and he's
right.
One of the country's most versatile actors, Shemaine.
Apparently so.
That's true.
Gaan wonderlik om gecast in Proteus nie.
He's in the 100. Top season 3 is now. It's 2016. Sandilands is also starring in the Sundance TV's Happen and Leonard. Dit is nou net van gepraat het, dat op AMC is mense. En dan is hy, in 2015 was hy in The Americans, het ek ook gesien. Sandilands has been living in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And he has
the United Dinguses of America.
Yeah, that's good to be there. Nou, die kitsch vraag asjeblief, het hy nou al vir Charlize gesien?
Ek het nog nie vir Charlize gesien nie. Nee. Ek het vir Arnold, ek en Arnold het saam in 'n audisie lokaal gesit.
Wow. Was in die mummy, wow.
Arnold Vosloo.
Ja. Moet hy nog Vosloo?
Het hy met jou gepraat? Ja. Het hy met jou gepraat?
Ja, hy was verskriklik nice geweest.
Afrikaans?
Ja, ons het Afrikaans gepraat, ja.
Wow. Kyk mense julle nog vreemd aan, as julle na Afrikaans praat, when you talk African.
een van die wonderlikste dinge wat ek gedoen het, en dit was vir my movies nice geweest. Ek onthou net die oomblik. Is die eerste ding wat ek vir myself moes koop in Amerika was 'n kar in Los Angeles. Jy kan dis feitelik onmoontlik om daar oor die weg te kom as jy nie 'n kar het nie. Wow. En ek het so 'n 1997 Saab gekoop met 'n cabriolet. So ek het die dak afgehaal. Nou ry ek daar deur Hollywood Boulevard. Maar op my playlist klip hard. So regtig soos 'n baie Common South African.
Randfonteiner.
Speel ek Vulindlela van Brenda Fassie. You bet, so
she would have loved that. She probably got a kick out of that. It was so fun.
Can I just say that he's also being ek is now obsessed with Neil. So now he's been compared with James Dean and Marlon Brando.
You see?
Holy moly. Oh, that's
like he's thoroughly professional.
Mm-hmm. He is. I can vouch for that.
on both on stage and on screen that a few actors can match. Oh my God.
It's because he started so young.
Yay!
We are in the presence of greatness.
By the way, Yvonne Rian skryf, hy hou nie van die musiek nie. Dit klink soos wat? 'N pineapple kan jy ver lees.
Wat sê?
Jy wil net sê, ek moet dit lees. Because you know, like...
Ek sal het
lees. Hy sê, dit is weer... Hey, mama's busy. Hy sê, het klink na 'n klomp kak. En het klink asof iemand met 'n pineapple gepenetreerd word.
Ja, wel, dit is nie, dit is nie, industrial muziek oor die algemeen is nie rare groot in Suid-Afrika nie, en vooral dan van die subgenres soos agrotech, dit is basically unknown in Suid-Afrika, en baie mense hou nie daarvan nie, dit is vir mense, klink vir mense te ekstreem, maar, dit
sy
is,
sê dit so mooi,
an acquired taste,
diplomatisch, ja, acquired taste. Nou, Neil, nou dat jy nie hier is, die, kom ons praat 'n bietjie, ek bedoel, nou dat jy nie hier is in Suid-Afrika meer nie, jy hoef nie brûe te verbrand nie, kom ons gesels 'n bietjie oor Kyknet en alles wat daar aangaan.
Asseblief, waar begin ons?
Waar gaan ons eindig, dis die vraag.
Ja, hoeveel tyd het jy?
Nee, ek bedoel, ons industrie gaan eindig, waar gaan het eindig met fucking Kyknet? Wat gaan daar, kom ons verduidelik vir die leke daar buite, wat gaan aan daar?
Okay.
Dis 'n klub. Wat is die budgets gewoonlik vir die Kyknet programme?
Well, ek werk nie nou aan iets nie, so ek kan dit nie verifieer nie, maar as ek iets kan ingooi, dis
maar dis nie baie geld nie.
Nee, dis nie baie geld nie, maar al die goeders terzijde, denk ek die ding wat die meeste pla vir my, is dat die hele soort van Naspers Sambreel, waaronder MultiChoice, Media 24, die totaliteit van wat jy kan kry in Afrikaans, wat geskep word, wat gebeeldsaai word, waarna ons luister, wat ons in die printmedia sien, word basis beheer deur een entiteit. Dit is my, en jy weet, dit is hy NP van Wyklouding van die probleem is nie betoog nie, die probleem is te kort aan betoog. Met ander woorde, as jy nie die status quo dien nie, of jy het 'n alternatiewe denkwyse raak in die status quo, of miskien vernuwende denke kan inbring, is dit geweldig moeilik om dit te doen, want daar is nie vir jou podium nie. En die oomblik wanneer jy kritisch dink ten opsigte van die status quo, word jy gesien as disloyaal.
En dit is waarom Klip Central so stunning is.
Ja.
Want ons kan enige iets dink. Ek bedoel, aan die einde hang het af van Gareth en Rina, maar hulle verwelkom enige denkrichting hierso.
Ja.
Binnen perke natuurlijk. Ons gaan hier die fucking Ku Klux Klan nie heen.
Ja, mense wil nie noodwendig net gratuitous wees nie.
Nee. Maar ek bedoel, soos in die linkersy van Afrikaanse vermaak, kry nie eindelijk blootstelling, behalwe op plekke soos Klip Central.
Ja, precies.
Ja. Daar is een groepje, ek weet nie, ek kyk altyd na, daar is een type veneer. Ek wil amper sê, dit is een Media 24, kyk net veneer, alles voel, klink, lyk, min of meer dieselfde, daar so is 'n type van 'n, en dan denk ek ook, hou daardie entiteite hulle self voor, as die soort van moral gatekeepers, jy weet? Jy weet, as jy bietjie af en rechts is, en ek ken wonderlike Afrikaanse mense, en baie slim, mense met snydende intellek, wat nie noodwendig podiums, binnen in die netwerk het nie. Wat vir my jammer is, want ek dink, jy weet, dit kan jou baie makkelijk in een psychische, ongezonde, as mens nou praat van ons, as een groepering mense, jy weet, as alles inteling is, kan het jou psychisch bietjie ongezond laat. Dit so vernieuwende goeders is belangrik.
Maar, dan wat gebeur is, dat jy kry een vernieuwende ding, wat dan nou probeer word, dan skryf het dan nie, en sê, ek gaan nooit weer kyk nie. Dan kyk net hulle koeke skeef,
ja. Exactly.
En haal dit af.
Just for that one person, yes. Like seriously.
Yeah. I mean, you sit through a storm, don't you? As
exactly.
Mense wat ons wil nie na kyk nie dan, well, other people wants to.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? What I, like my first Kyknet salary was 400 rand, have you ever?
Yes, yes.
But that was with...
Tongelos.
No, Gritarati. But the thing is, I did not like Obviously, I worked, you know, on the channel because of the fact that, you know, it's to build your brand and things like that. But what I miss is that, and you touched on something like that now, is the Punt Radio. Remember Punt Radio? Like the, I miss that vibe. I miss that, like, sort of that type of Afrikaans platform.
Rebellious.
Where, yes, where you can just like say and talk. I think I remember Rian van Heerden was also like a thing on there, like a presenter on there. But I miss that sort of like that type of Afrikaans because it is like you say, you meet such a lot of awesome Afrikaans people, but they're not like half as conservative as like most of the viewers of CakeNet. Yeah. And ek is nie besig om like jy weet let the badge of enige. I mean, yeah, he's entitled to your opinions and so on. Yeah. But I just,
conservatism is also not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Conservatism is it basically just, all it's saying is, I think it word partyke confused met right-wing backward politics, but it's not that. It's just like hold your horses for a second. So you need that component, but you also need the other side of that.
Yeah.
Mense wat nuwe deure kan oopsluit, wat ons pool, ons kom ons sê, our shared human experience kan verbreed, en daai mense moet ook toegerus word.
Ja.
En die gehoor moet ook iets gegee word om te kyk, en daar's ek meen nie een van ons kyk net nie, want daar's niks vir ons om daar op te kyk nie. Ek speel in op kyk net, en ek het fantastiese reeks al van gemaak, soos die Vallei van Sluiers en so aan, maar ek self, dit is nie die content wat ek wil sien nie, en daar's een groot Afrikaans sprekende gehoor wat net soos ons is, wat nie kyk nie, en hulle verloor uit, hulle ultimately verloor hulle, want hulle verloor die geld en die viewers.
Die idee wat ons het, denk ek, is dat jy het een pool, wat jy dan nou voed met jou vermaak, en as het uit die pool uit is, en uit sink uit is met die stijl, dan mag dit nie daarop wees nie, terwyl met ander kanale, ander lande, they pursuing people who are different, hier moet ons gat lek, om in te kom in die pool in.
Yes.
En dan moet jy nou maar jouself inhou, en jy mag nie regtig sê nie. Ek onthou een keer, ek het gesê op 'n interview op Kyknet, dat honde is deur mense gemaak. Dit is nie, dis evolution, wat mense gedoen het met wolwe. Uitgesny, mag het nie sê nie.
Maar
het gaan mevrou Fokken, Klitty van Skalkwyk ontstel.
Maar die Here het hulle eintlik gemaak.
Die Here het honde gemaak volgens hulle, en as mens sê dit is nie so nie, dan mag mens dit dan nie sê nie. Maar hoekom kan mens nie tog net 'n kanaal hê waar van 8 tot 9 kyk jy nie, want dan is dit daai vieslike program, ek kyk dan nie, dan kyk ek iets anders, en dan kom ek weer 9 uur terug, nee, dit moet alles dieselfde wees, want ons bly net op kyk net van die môre tot die aand.
Ek dink ook nie, jy weet, ons moet net noodwendig gaan, ja, maar jy weet, ons Afrikaanse kykers is agtergeblewe op, jy weet, op een of ander manier, of dat hulle net 'n sekere tipe van inhoud, wat, jy weet, kom ons sê, ligte vermaak, of wat ook al, wat nie te riskeie is, dat hulle net dit kan verteer nie. Ek dink, soos enige iets, kan jy kyk kulture vestig, maar jy moet, soos om kinders groot te maak, met 'n appetit, 'n palate, vir ietsie bykie meer. Nie net brood en botter nie. Jy weet, en as jy daai werk doen, en die vertroue het in jou kreatiewe korps, want daar is wonderlike kreatiewe mense in Suid-Afrika, dan kan jy dit regkry. Ek dink die probleem daar lê met IP, intellectual property, en die feit dat, en dit geld vir die SABC en dit geld vir Kyknet, is dat daar geweldig baie in-house werke geskep word. Nou, ek het nie 'n probleem, ek dink ons moet dit ook sê, dat Kyknet wonderlike patronage doen, wat waarskynlik andersins nie daar sou wees nie. Maar, kom ons voorstel vir een oomblik, jy kan produk skep, en jy kan jou intellectual property daarvan behou, en jy kan dit kommersieel exploiteer. Dan, gaan ek sorg dat ek die beste akteur kry, en dan kan ons sommer ook praat oor residual fees, want, as ek die beste akteur kry, dan het ek bedingingsmag, en ek kan vir die producer sê, ja maar, gee my 1 miljoen, dan kom speel ek vir jou, dan gaan hy 'n paar bepalings maak, hy gaan dink, gaan hierdie ou my tyd mors opstel, het hy 'n markie, En dan maak hy self die algoritme. Maar wat hy kan doen is, hy kan sy produk commercieel exploiteer. Hy kan geld maak dan. Now it's got a trickle-down effect that affects everyone en ons produk gaan beter word, want jy gaan die beste DP kry, jy gaan die beste tekstskrywer kry, jy gaan nie net, jy weet, iemand wat 'n teks vinnig geskryf het en daar's een draft van hom, gaan jy 'n film van hom gaan maak.
Ja.
You know? En die oomblik wanneer dit gebeur, gaan jy gesonde kompetisie tussen vervaardigers kry, en almal in die hele top-down structure het eienaarskap van ons produk. Dit behoort nie meer net aan een entiteit nie.
Ja, die uitbuiting gaan stop.
Exactly.
Also the disregard van mense van of dit nou crew is of het acteurs is, producers, there's just such a sense of disregard. It's like gee my wat ek het en dit is soort van and then go away. You know, it's like jy word behandel soos 'n kind and you actually there are times that you go like should I you know, choose this battle or should I just let it go?
Mm-hmm.
So daar's soveel keer wat jy voor die besluit staan waar jy go, these people really don't know how to treat these, you know, us who are valuable, okay? Jy het die korporasie of die maatskappij, but I mean, at the end of the day, they sometimes forget that in order for them to have it and exist, they need us. And that for me, I think at the core, the integral thing for me is the disregard that they treat people with. And for me, that's bad.
I agree with you, and that's why we got to exit here from your new product, which no one wants to buy, Shemaine. So let's have a listen.
I'm not selling.
Why nice. Nice that.
That is die. Do you know, I saw something, what's this thing called?
Porn. This porn van je dag.
No, it wasn't porn. It was orgasm via, I don't know, body manipulation with a hand.
Reiki?
It's die type van ding where this person...
Dis wat Neil ook nou van gepraat hier, die massage met die happy ending, is dit nie dat...
Yeah.
Yes, ek trek in jou been.
No, but it is a massage with a happy ending, but they're doing it with vibrations. It was incredible to see.
Well, there's... I saw an orgasm library kind of a thing on Yvonne's... She was linking to it from Facebook. And I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. But this I found on Freesound. So there's a lot of orgasm libraries. But your one, what's the address?
www.orgasmsoundlibrary.com.
Okay, because we can upload orgasms.
You can upload your own orgasm.
So shall we do one?
What?
But not fun.
Oh,
we'll
my goodness,
just do a nice
amazing
orgasm.
I just don't know if it would be against the rules.
Ek wil 'n Afrikaanse een doen.
Kom ons doen 'n Afrikaanse een, felle. En dan kan hulle besluit of het in die reels is of nie. So dit is wat? Sound?
Orgasmsoundlibrary.com.
Orgasm Sound. Almal wat luister, maak julle boeke oop by Orgasm Sound Library.
Broeders en susters.
Broeders en susters. Sound Library.
That would be interesting. You must have a colored one on there.
Okay, kom ons doen Afrikaans colored then.
Ja.
En dit is, dan gaan jy het op, en dan sal jy sien, dan is die hele klomp.
Ek het nog net females daarop gehoor, ek dink het moet jy wees, Shemaine.
Oh,
yeah.
Like
Afrikaanse females. Is dat Afrikaanse females?
Well, females. I've only heard females on the orgasm sound. So
but I think I like Neil's idea of the South Africa, the Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
Mm. And when you're there, you are there, you'll see there's a lot of lippies there, if you pardon the expression.
Lippies.
Lippies. Just the lippies daar van upload the orgasm, listen to orgasm. So I think we must upload one. So is ons reg, maar ons moet dit nie...
Jy sê, dit gaan een groepseks wees.
Dit gaan groep, maar ons kan sy inkom. Okay.
Ja, ek wil net die tagline doen, so ons kan al die klanke doen, en dan wil ek die tagline doen.
Okay, fantastisch.
Okay, but this is really for Sound Library, so people are going to listen and wank to this. We can't come with...
Okay, nee, maar
dan kan ek nie eers imagine waar ek is in die groep. Ek dink ek word gesandwich tussen Neil en Shemaine. Okay, daar het ek my...
Hier so Afrikaanse ou... Dis wat gebeur met Afrikaanse ou orgasme. Smaak my, ek maak nou klaar.
You can put it in, but just don't do it funny.
Put it in, excuse the pun.
Yeah, I'll show you where to come in with that.
I'll show you when to come in.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it on purpose.
Oh, sorry.
I suppose we're not supposed to laugh, huh?
Okay. Oh, shh. In.
Maak my ek maak nou klaar.
Dit is baie nice.
So it's quite lekker actually.
I lasted for like 5 seconds and then I just started laughing.
That was my first group sex ever.
I quite
like that. 5-person sandwich.
And you went all the way, Yvonne. I'm impressed.
That was fantastic. Love it. So at
least it's been a mooi broodjie gewees het. Wit, bruin, wit, bruin, wit, bruin.
Ah, sandwich baron.
Ja, ek moes my timing reg kry want ek suffer van premature.
Emancipation.
Daar is pilletjies met daai probleem, man.
Of jy kan edging doen vir daai probleem.
Stoof poepies van jy. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Ongetwyfeld.
Undoubtedly.
Neil, what's happening now is we have got a golden oldie slot, and it's called Stof Poepies in Afrikaans. It's brought to us by Sandwich Baron.
That means dust fart?
Dust farty.
And nee, so we... Kind van Afrika, hoe kan jy nou vir hom wil vertel wat dit beteken?
Nee, hy is so Amerikaans. Hy praat die kind, praat hier van Randfontein, maar hy praat met Amerikaans, ek sê.
Wat praat jy nou fucking Noord-Kaap? Kind.
Kom, daarvan veilig af. Als ik zeg dat Weeske zag, zijn daarvan veilig af.
Ja.
Excuse me, ja.
Je bent bezig om te zeggen. Praat om.
Ik ben nog gevraagd, of je kijkt net en man, is jullie nog in love met elkaar? jij en je kijkt net toch? Nou,
wat lekker is van ons mensen, is ons praat die ding op die man af. Ons sê die ding.
Jy sê ons soos wat hy
is. Jy praat,
so van sy ma.
Ja. So jy praat van poes net nie. Nie veel liefde nie nie. Maar in enige keer soos by stof, o God, hier is een boodskapie vir jou, Charmaine.
I heard, nee, daar is daar vir my een boodskapie. Oh, kok, ek weet nie waarvan praat hy nie, maar hy sê, hy lag sy gat af, hy is nou net ingestuurd.
Dit is die orgasms.
Ja, dit klink soos 'n dik stuk drol wat vaststeek.
Rechte? Well, dan kan ons miskien een help you shit library maak.
Dit is Woody, by the way. Hi, Woody.
A bikkie oopbeleef.
Okay, so for people, entrepreneurs listening, here is a sample of the help you shit website that you can begin with. Sounds of people, if they can't shit and they got problems, they can listen to this. Okay, here we go.
Plons.
That's it. Stofpoepies is heeltemal anders nou as hierdie waterpoepie wat ons gehad het. Stofpoepies, ja. Today I love this band with my whole heart and I'm sure Yvonne likes them. I'm sure Neil likes them. I don't know about Gavin. I think Gavin would know about them. Charmaine,
dodgy, eh?
No, we don't know. but you should like it. It's good music. They happened to start in 1985. Three people alternative rock band. When you think you know, tell me. Alternative rock band America. And they sort of had about 6-7 discs out already. There was a musical on Broadway about their music, which they wrote. They had a song about, let me think.
But take the hit one, huh?
Yeah, but they still had lots of hits already. But they're old now, but they still... like on top of the alternative, it's like we. If you know Weezer, they are like five times Weezer. They are.
Was it three Owens?
There's three Owens.
Crosby, Stills and Nash. No.
No. 85. Not 45. Not 45. 85. They signed 85.
As you can see, a lot of love in the studio today.
Always.
Ek probeer nou dink wat se bands bestaan net uit drie Owens uit.
Billy, lead singer. Billy. Billy.
Billy.
Sy naam is Billy. Hy het 'n trillie.
Okay, ons het nog 'n klou nodig.
Ja, exactly.
Nee, ons het nog 'n klou nodig.
Ek sê ook ons het nog 'n klou nodig.
Okay. Hoeveel van wat is in 'n week? 7. Ja. Vertaal dit na Engels.
Days.
Day. Day.
Green Day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Green Day.
No.
Where the hell?
How obscure.
Don't you love them?
Yeah, I do. They got some killer songs.
I've never heard of them.
Yvonne.
Yeah. Maar ek, Zoom was vreselik, so ek hou vas by die musiek waarvan ek hou en weet nie veel meer
nie. Jy weet van Green Day nie.
Ek het hulle regtig in 85 al begin.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought they were sort of like a mid-90s.
Alle world date begin in mid-90s. 92, okay. They were like, I think Dookie came out. And then they were sort of in a lull. They were okay, but they were in a lull. And then, of course, American Idiot came out. And that was big. And that was also the Broadway play, was American Idiot. And then 21st Century Breakdown. And then 1, 2, 3, which I can't say in Spanish. What's that? Uno, dos, tres. Mm-hmm. Jy kan Spaans praat.
Nee.
Is un, dos, tres.
Quatro.
Yes. 1, 2, 3. Was dit dus 3 die CD's. Die CD's. O, God, laat ek gou die speel voor ons gaan.
Please.
Dit is vir die Orgasm Library.
Wow.
Nee, het is nie. Dis IJsland wat 'n goal geskoor.
I'm sorry. He quit. Era scora.
Neil, you have to come back because the time is up.
Did like for me, sir? Yeah. And was it not? We haven't even scratched the surface.
Well, we started with scratching things, but I think we need more time to scratch a lot more things.
Denise. We must dig deep.
Denise is.
And Yvonne, ek moet nog weer gepraat het oor allerhande goed, maar ons tyd is ook opgesterkte met jou. Wat is dit, jou vaginale
hemel? Posterior herstel en 'n bladder sling, ja.
Okay, ons sien jou ook weer.
Ja.
Wanneer gaan jy terug, Neil?
Like for my 5th July.
Okay.
Dit is gou.
Dit is so net.
Sterkte dink aan ons en hou kontak met Facebook ten minste.
Dankie my vriend. And ons thanks for having me.
En asseblief as jy nou soos in jou die Golden Globe in jou hand of so, moet nou nie van ons vergeet
nie. Ja, nee, ons
moet
almal 'n bedanking, 'n persoonlike bedanking op die naam.
And we want to Skype with you. Like seriously, there's a playdoy wat ek vandag lever by jou.
The problem is that's why he's live. I asked him, let's Skype, and it was too late for them in the morning. So it's like 3 o'clock. Remember our friend Sean, he fell asleep on the phone. So that's, but then he said, I'm coming to South Africa. I said, Neil, please come to the show. Let's do the show.
This was a special show.
Facebook moet And
Woody says he likes 21 Guns. Yes. You know, there's a couple of songs from Green Day that I just, you know, it's that you just go into that song complete. I love some of their songs so much. But most of them, they are fantastic. So, with that, it is time to say
goodbye, stay well, bye bye, bye goodbye,
I ho, I ho.
It's off to work I go. Sound of Music is relevant. Green Day, here we go. Oh my goodness.
Super duper.
You know, they say life is short.
Yeah, I know.
They say you wake up one day and on that day, all of your dreams and everything you wish for,
and you want, for fuck's
sake. Gone, just like that. You know,
yeah.
People get old and, you know, things change and situations change. And what I want is I want this moment right now, this day. And my feelings for you, the way you look right now,
I can't see.
The way I look at you.
Yeah.
I just want this to last forever.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling.
I love you.
Wie is jij, jouw slecht?
This is CliffCentral.com.